The following program is sponsored by Senior Class Media. Welcome to Senior Class on News 102.3 and AM 740 KRMG. You've graduated from the workforce and made it to retirement.
So go to the head of the class.
Senior Class Radio is your source for senior citizen-related topics, information, and entertainment. Now, it's time for Senior Class on News 102.3 and AM 740 KRMG.
And good Sunday morning to you. My name is Russell Mills, and this is Senior Class. We are live and local in the big city of Tulsa, Oklahoma, to discuss all aspects. Discuss as best we can all aspects of life and living in your golden years. We have a full house this morning, bunch of folks, but the man with the plan, the principal, the man who gets us rolling every Sunday morning with Senior Class, Mr. Rusty McMurray.
Good morning, Senior Class. Thanks for waking up with us today. As always, we've got a great show in store for you today. I want to welcome live to the studios my co-host, Brittany Burridge, from the Linden Assisted Living and Memory Care, as well as Dr. Joe Moore from Moore Funeral Homes. Guys, thanks for waking up with us today. We've got a great show. We're highlighting an area nonprofit.
Yay, I'm so excited.
It really will be. And Dr. Moore, you had a chance to visit with these individuals a little bit earlier in the week, and I'm excited about for them to be on the show. I want to welcome Barry Maxwell, Director of Development, and Hannah Chaboya from TARC. Welcome to Senior Class. Thanks for waking up with us today.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, and good morning, and thank you so much for having us on the show.
I want to, for all of our listeners, to give us a little bit of background on TARC and who you serve in our local community.
Let's start with, what is TARC?
Is that an acronym?
Well, it's kind of funny. It's not a true acronym, but you know, everybody assumes that it is. It sort of is. It sort of isn't. It actually stands for Tulsa Advocates for the Rights of Citizens with Developmental Disabilities. So the first four letters are. We've actually been around since 1952. And we are a chapter of the ARC of the U.S., and we're the only chapter of the ARC of the U.S. In Oklahoma. We were actually founded by a group of passionate parents who at that time wanted educational services for their children that had developmental disabilities, because back in 1952, children with the developmental disabilities were excluded from public schools.
They were. Segregated.
Well, excluded. They were not even allowed to.
Excluded, exactly.
Excluded. And so they actually got together and they started a school. It was in the old Children's Medical Center. Mm-hmm. And it started out over at 51st and Lewis. And obviously, we have evolved through the years. We no longer operate a school because we don't need to, because children are educated in public schools now by law. So our mission has really evolved as the needs of families has evolved over the years. We're still very family-oriented and family-centric, and that, you know, we were started by families, and that's really the core of what we do is supporting families. So we actually, we're an advocacy organization. We provide a network of programs to educate, empower, support, and advocate for people with developmental disabilities and their families to have a better life.
Is it whether they're children or adult developmentally disabled? Do you serve the broad spectrum, or is it really only adolescent?
No, we actually serve from birth to death. And so we have programs that really sometimes begin prior to birth that run through death. So we pretty well serve the gamut.
Awesome. Love it.
Well, Barry, how did you get involved? Obviously, you've not been around working there since 1952.
Mm-hmm. No, not quite. But it's kind of interesting. It's kind of a long story. I'll try to make it short. But back when I used to work for the state, I worked for the Department of Human Services for 15 years. And back in 1988, you may recall, we were closing the Hyson Memorial Center.
Mm-hmm.
And a very controversial lawsuit that closed the institution out in Sand Springs. And I was one of the first case managers hired to begin moving people from Hyson back to the community.
Mainstream.
And at that time, the community-based system of supports didn't exist for people with For people with developmental disabilities. There were a handful of group homes scattered around throughout the state, and then there were these three large state institutions,
exactly.
One in Sand Springs, one in Pulse Valley, and one in Enid. So after the lawsuit, we began to move people from Hyson, and we closed Hyson And I was there from start to finish on that project.
That had to have been a difficult process because there were no foundations put in place here in the state of Oklahoma.
Correct. We were building the system as we were moving people from the
institution. I call it flying the plane as you're traveling.
But it was an incredible experience. And there was over 500 people living at Hislop at the time. And it was called a state school. And I think that's what a lot of people don't understand is the people we were moving were in their 30s and 40s. And they had lived there their entire lives. They went there when they were 6 years old. This is what professionals and doctors were telling parents at the time. This is, you know, the state of the art, the best thing to do for your child. They'll go there, they'll learn the skills they need to rejoin the community, but largely they did
never
not.
Never rejoined the community.
They never rejoined
so
the community.
So this is more of a warehousing type. I mean, I kind of have mixed emotions when I hear that about whether it was a good idea to close them or not, but I guess the real question is what happened to all these people?
They all moved into the community. Mm-hmm. And so actually now all three state schools are closed, and we have a community-based system of supports. And I think largely most people will tell you it was a great thing.
Because they're with their families and maybe learning, you know, jobs.
Sometimes they're with their families. Sometimes they're with other individuals with a peer or a proxy that helps them through the life.
In other words, living independently.
Independently.
Which is great.
It is. Now, Brittany, I'm going to bring you in here. You know, if you go from Hislop when it did close, if those people were in that environment for decades, it had to have been difficult. You see it in the change of environment in some of your dementia patients.
Yeah, absolutely. Any sudden change in environment obviously is going to be traumatic for just, you know, any individual in general, but somebody that has cognitive impairment of some kind or a developmental disability, it's going to be even more traumatic. So I can't imagine.
How long did that process take to get those 500 individuals back into local community?
It took us about 6 years to move. And and as you said, the planning and the transition, there was a lot of work that went into that to make sure that the things that you're talking about, the adjustment and everything went smoothly. I mean, there were a lot of steps in the process to make sure that all the safeguards and everything were in place. But, you know, I really didn't want to spend all this time talking about the Hislop Memorial Center.
We're talking about the history and the importance of TARC in our local community, because they serve each and every one of those individuals. And I think since Hislop's closed, you've probably added hundreds, if not thousands, of families to the roles that you serve here locally.
Well, we have. Unfortunately, there's more people waiting on services than receiving services. So we have about 5,000 people statewide that are receiving home and community-based support services. We have another 7,600 people on a state waiting list waiting for those same level of support.
Service.
Wow.
All right. Well, what we're going to talk about today, when we come back from break, we're going to go into some of the services that you provide, how you are funded, and how some of our listeners can participate.
All right, so if you have any questions for us this morning, you can absolutely give us a call at 918-460-KRMG. That's 918-460-5764. If yourself or a family member might be dealing with something that TARC could help with, absolutely give us a call, and we'll also have contact information for that organization. Right after we come back, you are listening to Senior Class on News 102.3 and AM 740 KRMG.
La da 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 da. I got sunshine on a cloudy day.
Welcome back to Senior Class here on News 102.3 and AM 740 KRMG. My name's Russell Mills. Coming up here in about 10 minutes or so, your top stories in the KRMG 24-hour Fox News Center and your forecast from Fox 23. A little chilly out there. Might grab a sweater on your way out this morning. Stay tuned. Coming up next hour, it's Living Well with Dr. Booze. If you have questions for us today, give us a call at 918-460-KRMG. That's 918-460-5764. Your host for Senior Class, Mr. Rusty McMurray.
Good morning, Senior Class. Thanks for tuning in today. As always, we got a great show in store for you today. I want to first welcome my co-hosts to the studio. I have Brittany Burridge from the Linden Assisted Living and Memory Care. Brittany, thanks for waking up with us today.
Hello, I'm glad to be here.
And to Dr. Joe Moore from Moore Funeral Homes. Dr. Moore, as always, great to see you this Sunday morning.
Thanks, Rusty. Great to be with you.
Our guest here in the studio, we're highlighting an area nonprofit. We have Barry Maxwell, Director of Development, and Hannah Chaboya from TARC. Thanks, guys, for waking up and sharing what you do, the importance of what you do in our local community.
Anytime.
Well, thank you.
All right, Barry, so before we get going, let's share your contact information for those listening today that want more information or know a friend or family member that could benefit from your services.
Well, they can always call our office. We always have a live person answering the phone. It's 918-582-8272. They can go to our website. That's ddadvocacy.net, or they can email us at ddadvocacy.net.
I had an opportunity to have lunch with Hannah and Barry this week, and I'd worked with Hannah on senior-related projects for a few years. I know mm-hmm. she brings great energy and engagement to anything she's involved with, but I was so impressed with the range of services that you provide through TARC. And Barry, could you talk some about all the different services you provide?
Well, sure. Thank you, Dr. Moore. We provide, as I mentioned earlier, a network of programs that educate, empower, support, and advocate for people with developmental disabilities and their families to have a better quality of life. And as we talked previously, we were started by family members, and that's still a big part of what we do is serving families. And so one of our core programs is our family support program. And this is a program where we help parents navigate the different systems of support that are available for people with developmental disabilities. This could be government services, social service, professional services, and the education system.
And I know working in the senior arena, those roads can be very difficult sometimes, and having that navigator makes all the difference.
Absolutely, and that's partly what Hannah does. She is a bilingual resource navigator, so she does that with both English and Spanish-speaking families.
Can you talk about that a little bit, Hannah? Your role within TARC and your passion for that bilingual communication?
Sure. Well, good morning. Buenos dias.
Buenos dias.
We won't get started with that. So I have a group. It's called Nos Apoyamos. So basically what that means is we support each other. Mm-hmm. And this is so crucial when it comes to the Hispanic community because, as you know, they do take care of their own. Mm-hmm. And more so than some other cultures, and you'll find that more so in other cultures too. So it's a support group for Spanish-speaking parents of children with developmental disabilities. And so they meet in kind of a relaxed, fun environment where they can have fun, laugh hopefully, you mm-hmm. know, laugh about some of these moments, but also get support from other families in a casual setting so they don't feel a lot of pressure from outside, you know, people. It's very personal. The kids can even come, which a lot of places don't allow children in these support yeah. groups. We actually have another room where families can feel comfortable with someone watching their children right by them.
You know, and it's networking and just spending time and talking and sharing with other people who are dealing with the same kind of stuff you're dealing with.
Right.
It can make you feel much less isolated. Yes, well, yeah. It's a huge opportunity.
And it makes you, you know, it makes you feel more like, oh, wow, this isn't just me. I'm not in this alone. There are other people out there.
Right, yeah. Being surrounded by a community of people is so important, especially when you're in that learning process, too. You know, sometimes people are thrust into these situations unexpectedly, and they don't mm-hmm. really even know, you know, who's out there or where to start or what to do. So
you
it's
do
nice
a lot of
be...
the same thing with families and the support groups with
right.
Alzheimer's patients.
Yeah, we do with dementia groups. So I know the importance of really having that support and camaraderie with perfect strangers, but they're going through the same thing as you. So
now you guys are a United Way partially funded organization.
That's correct.
And so that means that you serve the community for free. So you do fundraisers and other things in the general community for your operating budget. Can you talk a little bit before the bottom of the hour on some of the ways that individuals might be able to participate to help fund your organization?
Well, sure. We are a nonprofit 501c3, and so we do fundraising, and we are a Tulsa Area United Way partner agency. And about 20% of our funding comes from the United Way. The rest of it, we have to actually do private fundraising.
Goodness
for that.
Goodness gracious, that's a big number.
So that is a big number. And so we have a couple different fundraising events that we do each year. And, of course, we do end of the year campaign, which we will be rolling out here pretty soon. And people can always go to our website and donate through ddadvocacy.net. Our event that's coming up in December 11th, is our 28th annual Advocacy Awards. And we started the Advocacy Awards to actually honor people in several different categories like direct care staff, professional, parent advocate, self-advocate, media advocate, mm-hmm. elected official advocate, et cetera, so that they're getting recognized for the good work that they're doing, but also to promote other advocacy, because as I mentioned earlier, we are an advocacy organization. And so a few years ago, we decided to turn the event into a fundraiser as well to help support our advocacy work, because that's a big part of what we do. We do advocacy on the individual level as well as on the systems level, trying to make services and programs better for people with developmental disabilities across our state. We also have a golf tournament in May as our other special event. It's called Shot in the Dark. It is the only a golf tournament played at night using glow items.
Oh, my word. That would be a blast. That's a great idea.
I need to be there.
Yes,
definitely. Shot in the dark.
Shot in the dark.
Now, when is that?
A lot of fun. It's usually the first Friday in May.
First Friday in May. We have to mark our calendar.
Last 2 years, we've had it out at Meadowbrook. Yes. And we're hoping to be back at Meadowbrook if they're still open. Hopefully, they will be.
I think that'll take a while.
Yeah, I do, too. So that's what they tell us. And so there's a number of ways that they can support us, and certainly that those opportunities are on our website. You can call me at 918-582-8272, and we can actually donations over the phone. You
That's
can mail
wonderful.
Them in, or you can go to our website and donate.
Let's give them that number one more time,
yeah.
A little slowly, because people
are just now running to go get their pen.
And me, I'm numerically dyslexic.
You're going to invert
like
the
I'll hear, they'll invert it in my head before it even gets to the paper.
Yeah, I get
so
that.
Go ahead, if you don't mind.
918-582-8272.
Awesome.
Hey, Brittany, tell us a little bit about your one-year anniversary. You had a great party last week.
Oh, my gosh, yes. It was so fun. Totally off subject, but...
And, well, we're getting ready to get a break, so okay. I had to tell the individuals, you have put on a heck of a shindig out at the Linden.
Yes, it was so fun, and it wasn't my wedding anniversary. It was the anniversary of my building.
Well, it was. I'm sorry, I said wedding, but yes.
No, you didn't say wedding. You just said 1 year anniversary.
Yeah, it was 1 year anniversary of the building.
10 years. Yes, it was awesome. So we've officially been open 1 year now. And mm-hmm. so we had this huge celebration. We called it the Linden Oil Rush, and because they didn't want us to call it a hoedown, but it was a hoedown. We had so
What's
much fun.
What's wrong with hoedown?
I know. That's a
that's whale. Just fun. That says hootenanny.
I know, but
me.
That's like a oaky thing, and it's, you know, I don't know. But we
corporate shot it down. But you had a riding bull, and you
oh
had
gosh,
an axe
yes.
throwing.
So I do want to tell the story, because it was amazing. So one of our residents that has dementia, mm-hmm. he had a bucket list, and on his bucket list was to ride a bull. And which, I mean, he's like 85 years old, so
you're not going to bring a live bull over.
Never going to happen, you know, right? But we made it happen. So as part of the oil rush, we rented a mechanical bull with, you know, the inflatable thing around it. And it was so amazing because our nursing staff got him on this bull and just stood beside him. And he was able to ride the bull and knock that off of his bucket list. And it was just so meaningful for his family and everybody involved. And we were so honored that we got to make that happen for him. So that was for sure the highlight of the party. But it was huge. We had like 250 people.
Oh, my word. I drove by and so I could not find a parking spot. So I was jealous.
I know.
And when I texted you, your son was riding on the bull. So it had to be a great family
event. It was awesome. It was so great. The community
didn't get a chance?
I didn't get a chance to ride the bull.
He was invited. I told him, but
yeah, and he drove by and he went, that place. I mean, it was park. Packed. I'm out of here.
I did. I feel bad, but we had to highlight it because I will tell you, you do so much for your residents there at the Linden. It's heartwarming.
We do. We love it.
All right, we're going to take a quick time out for the news and weather. We will have more of Senior Class right after that. Remember, if you'd like to give us a call and ask a question, or if you got a comment about TARC and the great work they do. 918-460-KRMG is the number. 918-460-5764. More Senior Class after this.
I got sunshine on a
Welcome back to Senior Class here on News 102.3 and AM 740 KRMG. My name's Russell Mills. If you have any questions for us today, we're talking with the folks from TARC, and I'll let Rusty tell you a little bit more about that organization. But it may spark some questions. If you have someone in your life who is developmentally disabled, give us a call. We'd be glad to address that issue for you right here. The number 918-460-KRMG. That's 460-5764. Your host for Senior Class. And he's here live every Sunday.
Every Sunday.
Mr. Rusty McMurray. And even started the coffee today. So
there you go. You're welcome. You're welcome. Fact, good morning, Senior Class.
You made the coffee.
I did. It was good. I came in and it was cold.
He gets here before I do. And so he fires up the old coffee.
Well, I noticed that there was like a brand new full pot out there.
Yeah, so I chastised the TV people because they didn't make us a pot. Normally their 6 a.m. crew comes in and makes a fresh pot for us. I know. Well, hey, but we do have a lot of fun here each and every Sunday morning. I want to welcome my co-hosts. We have Brittany Burge from the Linden Assisted Living and Memory Care, as well as Dr. Joe Moore from Moore Funeral Homes. This has become a great little team we've put together, and we are welcoming some great guests to the studio.
Yes. I always get so excited when Joe's here. I just love Joe on the show.
Aww. Brittany, thank you. It's great to be here, and I enjoy it.
And
you
I want
to so easy.
Well, it is, and you have a wonderful voice for radio, so we can't keep from giving you kudos on that. So, but we do want to welcome our guests to the studio. We have Barry Maxwell, Director of Development, as well as Hannah Chapoya from TARC. That's pronounced TARC.
Right. But let's remind folks what TARC is.
Barry?
It stands for Tulsa Advocates for the Rights of Citizens with Developmental Disabilities. And thank
Such
you so much
name.
For having us on the show. Yeah, it's a mouthful, so that's why we shortened it to TARC.
Well, let's try to give out your phone number during each segment. So go ahead and grab a pen and a piece of paper, and we'll give that number out for TARC a little bit later in the show. Joe?
Yeah, Barry, I want to hear some more about what you all offer in terms of advocacy, education, and support for individuals with disabilities.
Well, thank you, Joe. As we mentioned on the last segment, we do family support, which basically is helping families navigate the various systems of support of services that are out there for their family member. We do a number of different support groups. We do 3 support groups for children with autism. We do elementary school age support group. A middle school and a high school age support group for children with autism, as well as we do an adult group for people with autism. We have 2 family support groups, one English-speaking and one Spanish-speaking support group. And then we have a self-advocacy group called Tulsa People First, which is actually run by people with developmental disabilities. They elect their own officers. They do their own meetings. We have a self-advocacy program where it's for adults with developmental disabilities, where they get to learn their rights and responsibilities and learn how to advocate for themselves. We do a small grief support program for people with developmental disabilities that are experiencing grief, and we've modified the grief recovery program to be appropriate for people with developmental disabilities.
I am telling you, you do serve the area community and have since 1952.
That's right.
And 80% of your funds you have to raise on your own to serve the local community.
That's correct. So there's a lot of fundraising that goes in.
Well, it's all of Oklahoma, right, as well? Isn't
well, we have 2 programs that are statewide. The OK AIM program, which is Oklahoma Advocates Involved in Monitoring.
Okay.
So we have a contract with the state to go out and, as an independent third party, monitor people that are receiving state-funded residential services to make sure they're having a good quality of life.
Got it.
And that's important.
That is very important because we're independent. We do not have a bias. We're not the state. We're not the provider for providing the service. So we're an independent set of eyes looking at the services that they're receiving. Then we have our advocacy and public policy program, where we're actually trying to impact policies and legislation that impacts the lives of people with developmental disabilities. That's statewide. And then our newest program is our MESH program, which is basically to help schools improve social inclusion of students with special needs.
Right. So you're not actually providing like direct care services. to families. You're kind of navigating them through the channels and being a resource and a guide for them to find these services. Is that right? Am I understanding?
That's correct.
Okay.
And also to support families, educate, right, okay, empower, support, and advocate. That's what we do. And we're very unique in what we do. We're the only ones really that do the set of services that we do. I mean, there's a number of people that provide direct services, a number of different agencies, and we work with most of those.
Well, of course, as an advocate, mm-hmm, your job is to know all of those services that are out there and available.
And to refer families to the appropriate places where they can get help.
Well, see, that's what Sunshine Care Partners is and does as a medical practice. We're advocates for those chronically ill elderly. So we're compensated by Medicare to provide these services. So you're saying that the services that you provide, these adult developmentally disabled, aren't covered by Medicare or Medicaid. They're all privately funded?
The services that we do, except for the monitoring, the residential services, is all private funding.
Goodness gracious. That needs to change. That's something that we could work on legislatively.
Wouldn't that be great?
Well, because there is a large sample of, or a population of individuals and families that you do serve. And since I employ a wide variety of individuals, I've come across families that are living with and have developmentally disabled children and developmentally disabled adults that live with them.
Right.
And they live a different lifestyle than anyone else. They need this advocacy and support group.
Well, and then social skills is really important, too, for them to get out in the community. We just recently took 150 individuals to the fair on us, on one of our programs. And important. They need that quality of life and the importance of trying to be independent.
It really is. So, Hannah, tell us a little bit more about the Hispanic program and what you do to serve TARC.
So I want to let everyone know, we actually meet at Catholic Charities. They're a great partner, kind of like working with Dr. Moore. They get out there actively in the community, and they want these services to meet on their property. So we meet out there, and that's one of those places that, you know, Hispanic families are going to feel very comfortable with. They know where it's located. It's in, you know, north part of town. So that's one thing. And then our English group meets actually at our offices at 71st and Lewis. So that's another, if they want to call up and find out where those groups meet, it's easy to find. We're happy to direct them. When they call in, we've got a form that we fill out. You know, we take every call very seriously. These families are usually pretty distraught when they call us.
Of course.
So we do take that. And when the call comes in, we answer it immediately. So this is very important to us. We're passionate about people.
And there are no costs or fees or charges to the families that are involved?
Not at all.
I love this. And, you know, it is so important. And we find this, people don't know what's out there. They don't know where to turn or who to use as a resource.
I will tell you that we raised a kid with Asperger's. And never found any resources in Oklahoma, never found you guys. And I know you said autism, but that's, you know, Asperger's is definitely on the spectrum.
That's on our scale.
Yeah, definitely. So that would have been good to know. And I'm in the news business. I didn't know that. Right. So that you guys have this wide range of people that you could be helping that may not know that you're out there, which is why it's great that you're here this morning talking about
it. But that's why we do this, too.
That's why we do this.
We want to be able to educate people on a broad spectrum of things. And there's so many resources out there and programs available, and people just don't know. So I'm so glad that we've had you guys on. And
we're also available to go out of the community and do speaking engagements, so you also are aware of that.
Okay, Barry.
That's wonderful. I did want to mention one other service that we do that I failed to mention, which is our education advocacy. And so our family support coordinator will actually go to individual education plan meetings with parents to help advocate for appropriate services in the school setting.
Oh, that is a great resource.
That
and
is
tool.
Huge because I will tell you, parents feel like they are one against, you
very
know,
frustrated.
The institution. Mm-hmm. It's
the administration,
you know,
the counselors.
They get nervous even walking onto the building. Because we've all been kids, we've all been in school, and school is the thing. Right? And even as adults, a lot of people are still that way. And so having an advocate there for an IEP meeting, I can see where that would be huge.
Well, it is. I've taken our family support coordinator with me to my child's IEP meetings, and it does help because you're sitting around a table that, you know, it's stacked with administrators and professionals and teachers, and there's you as the parent.
Right.
Yeah.
And
you feel like people around the table and you.
And then you feel like you're kind of, you know, outnumbered and banged up on.
You are outnumbered.
People don't understand your child, and that's just so heartbreaking. I can't imagine, you know, I have four children, so I can't imagine having to you know, go through those scenarios and feel so alone or overwhelmed, mm-hmm. or like people are teaming up against you. So I think that's amazing too, that there's an advocate that will actually go with you to the school.
Is that where your passion comes from, Barry?
Well, not originally, but yes, I do have two children that receive special education services. So that one's on a 504, one's on an individual education plan, and I have consulted with our family support coordinator on both situations, and she has definitely helped me in both of those situations.
That's wonderful.
So if you want more information from TARC, let's give out the FOMA number, because we're going to go to break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about some of your fundraisers, right, and volunteer opportunities right here in the local area.
Great.
What's that phone number again?
918-582-8272.
582-8272.
You got it.
Correct.
Right.
For TARC. I did it. I told you.
Wow.
I have to really concentrate. Okay.
I can see his wheels turning.
Well, I can parrot if nothing else. Now, if you asked me to write it down right now, I'd be in trouble. You're listening to Senior Class. We're live and local on News 102.3 and AM 740 KRMG. We're going to take a quick timeout, but we'll be right back. Stay with us. Welcome back to Senior Class here on News 102.3 AM 740 KRMG. I'm Russell Mills. Coming up in about 9 minutes or so, your top stories in the KRMG 24-hour Fox News Center and your forecast from Fox 23. After the news, it's Living Well with Dr. Booze. If you have a question for us, we'll try to get in real quick. 918-460-KRMG is the number, 460-5764. And your host for Senior Class, the principal, Rusty McMurray.
Oh, no.
Good morning, Senior Class. Thanks for tuning in today. As always, a great show in store for you. We have our last segment, and we're going to talk about volunteer opportunities in our local community for our senior citizens. But first, I want to welcome to the studio Brittany Burridge from the Linden Assisted Living and Memory Care. Brittany, thanks for waking up with us today.
I'm so glad to be here, as always.
As always, and Dr. Joe Moore from Moore Funeral Homes. Dr. Moore, thanks for lending your unique perspective.
Thank you, Rusty, for having me on.
All right. And I also want to welcome from TARC, Barry Maxwell, Director of Development, and Hannah Chaboya. We've been able to share a wealth of great information for our listeners today. For those folks that have just grabbed a pen and piece of paper and want more information, what is the phone number that people need to call to get more information about the services you offer our local community?
Sure. It's 918-582-8272. That's 918-582-8272.
Got it.
Okay. So you serve families that have developmentally disabled individuals that they care for. So that being said, what are some of the volunteer opportunities that our listeners may be able to participate?
Well, we have several, and one of the ones that we talked about last segment, one of our programs, is the OKAIM, which stands for Oklahoma Advocates Involved in Monitoring. We actually go all over the state monitoring people that are receiving state-funded residential services to make sure they're having a good quality of life. And so we actually recruit, train, and support volunteers to make those monitoring visits. And they usually go out in a team of two people to, mm-hmm. to these sites. And they are trained. There's a certain criteria and questions that they ask and things that they look for to make sure they have a good quality of life. And so we need volunteers all over the state to do that.
And those are important roles and responsibilities. It's much like the Ombudsman program that's a volunteer program for the long-term care facilities where they have volunteers that go out and talk to the residents to be their advocate.
Exactly like that. We are considered to be part of the quality assurance system, but we're independent. We're an independent third party going out and doing that. And so if we discover any issues while we're making the visit that we don't think there's something right or they're not doing something that right for the person, then we bring that to the state's attention and they have 30 days mm-hmm. to actually correct that situation. So,
and the people that I know that volunteer as an ombudsman, they build relationships with those residents and those
Absolutely.
Patients. And it's heartwarming for them because they get to go spend time with a friend.
Mm-hmm. And what we're looking at is way different than like what the QA staff from the state looks at when they go out. They're looking at contract standards, making sure you dotted your I's and crossed your T's. We're looking at quality of life issues. Mm-hmm. You know, would I want to live here? Is the person happy in their home? Do they get out and have opportunities to be involved in their community? You know, looking at those real quality of life issues. Another opportunity, we, for the fourth year in a row, have received a grant from the Arc of the U.S. to do Martin Luther King service projects. It starts on Martin Luther King Day and runs through the end of May. There are several projects that we do addressing food insecurity in the community. It's inclusive volunteering. So it's volunteering that brings together people with and without special needs or with and without disabilities that volunteer together to address food insecurity. So we go to the food bank.
Food insecurity, what is that?
Food insecurity is families that are food insecure.
That don't know where their next meal's necessarily coming
okay.
from.
Okay.
Right.
So it's, you know, they don't have any excess food for sure, and sometimes don't have enough money to buy food for three meals a day or to, you know, to feed children properly.
Right. Got
so
it.
They may be eating, but not, you know, on a steady basis.
Yeah.
So our group goes to the food bank several times to help package food for them. We go to Kendall Whittier Elementary School to prepare and serve meals at that after-school program. We go down to Iron Gate and serve meals to the homeless. And there's a number of different projects that we do. But the really cool thing about it is it's inclusive volunteering, where there's people with and without disabilities volunteering alongside each other, which
that's what makes it so fun.
With a selfless purpose, though, too. Yes. You know, also serving the community and giving back, you know, as a group. I just love that. I think that's so great. That's so wonderful.
So, Hannah, Nos Apoyamos. Now, I'm not sure if I'm saying that right,
but
it means we support each other. Tell us how the Hispanic community supports each other in this endeavor.
Well, we definitely connect. Of course, I'm part Hispanic, so you know, in terms of getting together, they're always doing things in the community. They love to be out and about. I do a lot of activities with the library system is something I envision going forward, because there's a couple like Martin, you know, Regional East and Kendall Whittier would be another one that is going to work a lot with the Hispanic community. But, you know, being out in the community half the time and being in the office is probably what I do. And I will say I'm very passionate about this because I had a great aunt that suffered from Down syndrome. So she was one of the most loving individuals I knew, what was supposed to die at 12 and lived till 34. So just to tell you how passionate, and she was the glue that held our family together. I will tell you that from both sides of the family. So that's why we're passionate about what we do. These are loving individuals. You know, they deserve to be independent, happy, enjoying, you know, their life socially.
All right. Anything else you'd like to add, sir, before
we
wrap up?
Well, let's get our contact information out there, because we have some very unique volunteer opportunities. We have some fundraisers coming up, and we would love to have you guys back on the show. So if someone were to Google or, you know, have their tablet today, can they just Google TARC Tulsa and get to your website?
They can. We should be the first one that pops up on the Google
On the Google. Search.
On the Google.
Close enough.
On the Google search.
There you go. On that Google. So
I'm teasing you, but yeah, I mean, it's become a verb, right? So yeah, yes. Google it.
Google it. So for those 20th century people, what are the digits? What's the phone number for your area nonprofit?
It's 918-582-8272.
918-582-8272.
Correct.
Nailed it twice in a row.
You got it. I'm so proud of you today.
Well, you've been listening to Senior Class, and I'm just going to end on that cheerful, happy note. We're live and local here every Sunday from 8 to 9 a.m. Up next, your top stories in the KRMG 24-hour Fox News Center and the forecast from Fox 23 and KRMG. I do believe we may have some more rain. Yeah, a little more rain pushing in before we get that sunshine that we sing about every Sunday. But do be back here next week and join us once again for Senior Class. I'm Russell Mills. Have a great week.
You've been listening to Senior Class Radio with host Rusty McMurray.
Thanks for listening.
Tune in to Senior Class Radio with Rusty McMurray every Sunday morning from 8 to 9 a.m. right here on News 1023 and AM 740 KRMG. Until next time, have a great weekend. God bless.